Hola mis gatos, it's me, Arigato, and this is Talking Otaku with Arigato. I'm so excited to be here today. I am, of course, joined by my co-host, Renji Avarai. Renji, do you have anything you want to say? He's a little shy today, but we are joined by a very special guest. They are... Wow. I mean, they are so many things. They are... The Gaggy Award winner for
Best Makeup
2024. They are an icon, an influencer, and an amazing drag queen. Y'all, please make some noise for Fallon! Fallon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing so well. I'm so happy to see you. We have known each other for like kind of a long time now at this
point.
Yes. Like, it's been a minute. We met the summer... I remember it was at that summer party. Remember at the Annoyance?
Yes.
Summer 2019. It was like T-Rex's last summer. Oh.
Yeah. I remember seeing you back in like 2018 doing Roscoe's Drag Race. I just like popped in one night and I saw you perform, and then like later on I was like, wait.
That's
so fierce. And now from being on stage to hosting it, fierce.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited that you're here. I do have a few initial questions.
Yes.
Just to get to know you just a little bit, I have a central question of this podcast. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, I made this up last time and I'm going to do it again.
Okay.
It's a three-part question. Mm-hmm. What is the first manga you ever read? What is the most recent manga you've ever read? And what is your favorite manga that you've ever read?
The first manga I've ever read, Sailor Moon.
Of course. Okay, great.
The most recent manga, I believe it is Tomie. I didn't finish it, but I've read a lot of it.
Yes.
And then my favorite, it's kind of a, I want to say it's a toss-up between Sailor Moon and Othello.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Othello, that is a throwback.
Yes.
That is so funny. I thought about you because I was at a bookshop there's this bookstore in New York called Book Off, and they sell a bunch of resold books. So they sell, people sell them manga to, hello? I'm having a stroke, actually. People go to Book Off and they sell their old manga and then they resell it, which is what a resale shop is, which is what I said it was.
I get you.
I'm following you. So many thoughts at the same time. Anyway, they had a bunch of Othello, and I was like, I think that Fallon told me once that they really liked Othello.
I did.
And I was like, do I get these? And I didn't. Ultimately, I didn't. So
it's
I let you down.
It's alright.
Can you tell me what Othello is about? Like, I really don't remember.
So Othello is about this high school girl named Yaya, who's like really meek and timid, and she has these two best friends that are just assholes to her.
Oh, okay.
And... whenever she looks in a mirror when she's like really stressed out, then she has this alter ego come out called Nana, who's like kicking ass, taking names. Yaya also really likes to sing, but is too shy to. And she has like a little secret where on Sunday she goes to Harajuku Station to cosplay this like goth rock band.
Whoa.
So yeah, Nana's like not afraid to do any of that. She's gonna sing, she's gonna beat people's asses, she's like so fierce.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you ever finish it? Like, do you know how it, like, how does it wrap? Like, does she ditch these friends? Like, I'm really concerned about Yaya.
No.
Wait, I'm kind of sad.
It's crazy because within, like, the first chapter, there's actually, like, an assault that happens with, like, these older guys and her friends, but then Nana comes out and, like, beats the shit out of them. So I was like, that's crazy. I left off, I think I didn't finish, like, the last two books, but I looked them up years later.
Yeah.
There was, like, a point where she was basically being sold, like, pimped out by another student. But she didn't even know that was happening until she, like, got into it. She tries to be a musician. She ends up meeting, like, the lead singer of the band that she cosplays. She falls in love with the guy. Not him. There's, like, another guy who's also a musician that she's got. Whatever. She gets the boy. I think she gets the gig. She knows how to... She ends up combining both of her personalities together and is not a pussy anymore, basically.
Yeah. Let's give it up for Nana Yaya.
Yeah.
We love her. Mm-hmm. Wait, okay, that's so interesting. Early 2000s manga is so... First of all, there's always an assault that happens in the first volume.
Oh, what?
I feel like that is how every early 2000s manga starts, and I'm like, hey, maybe we didn't need that.
Me at like 12 being like, oh, okay.
Like, oh, we're on the street, we're in the alley, like, what the
like,
hell?
Like, they're in a karaoke bar.
No, like, who, like what is happening?
Why are they in the karaoke room? Like, okay.
I don't know why that was so popular.
It like got real, it was like really... serious in the first volume, and then by like the second one it gets like a little silly,
okay, a little lighthearted,
and then they like make it a little, then there's like the pimpery of it all, which was crazy,
uh-huh.
But they still make it kind of like lighthearted, which is crazy. It is a crazy manga, but it is such a like wild ride.
Yeah Okay, well now I have to go back and revisit,
and it's short.
You
know, it's another one that I really liked that like I meant to finish as well, and it was very interesting, was IMVU.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That was interesting with, like, this girl who has to go to America to stay with this family, and the mother is coping with the loss of her son, so her daughter starts taking the role as the son.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a bunch of cast of characters, but, like, that's the main thing is, like, what's up with this guy, why is he so angry and weird? And like, come to find out, he has to like live his life
as a boy.
Well, she has to live her life as a boy for the mother to cope with the loss of her brother.
Oh my, like forced transition, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
You know,
whoa, that's wild.
Yeah.
I envy you. I always saw it on the shelves, I never picked it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, a pretty short one, only like 4 volumes or something.
Okay,
like that.
Fierce.
I think I saw somebody on Poshmark selling it for really cheap, and I just need to like buy it.
Yeah, do it so I can borrow it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now we are here for a very special reason.
Yes.
Okay, and we kind of touched on it a second ago because you said, you know, maybe it was the first manga you ever read.
Mm-hmm.
I am. If you are watching the visual component, I am wearing what some would call a schoolgirl uniform. What others would call something my friend Bjork made me that is kind of makes sense and kind of doesn't. And you are giving me...
Mistress Nine.
You give me a little Mistress Nine fish.
Just a little bit,
just a little bit. We are here to talk about all things Sailor Moon. Sailor Moon was the first manga you ever read.
Yes.
And tell me about when you found out about Sailor Moon. Were you a manga first and then the anime? Like, what happened with you?
So, very interesting. Like most Americans.
And I'm proud. Sorry.
Please. I watched the anime first, but not like in full. It was just on TV.
Yeah.
My dad is a huge comic book nerd.
Mm.
And he was going to school in a different state. So when he would come visit, he would take me to a comic book shop. And then I found out that Sailor Moon was a manga, but not... I didn't know it was a manga. I didn't know what manga was yet.
Right.
They had printed it in, like, traditional American comic format.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So, I got a couple of those.
Yeah.
And then, Walden Bookstore at my hometown mall, RIP.
Yes,
Square
shout
mall.
Out. Shout out to the mall. Shout out to Walden
yes.
Books.
I went there and I was like, oh, they're thicker and smaller. And I was probably around, like, 10 or so when all of this was happening.
Yeah.
And... yeah, I got them based on the cover.
Of course.
Of course. So I started with, like, the Supers arc.
Okay.
Which
yes.
was crazy. And then I was like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I'm living for this.
Yes.
And then eventually I started getting them in order.
Yeah.
So, like, the original Tokyo Pop editions, I had 15 of the original 18 volumes, I would say.
Do you still have them?
No.
Wait, Fallon.
I lost, like...
Wait.
There's...
What happened? Well, I need to know what happened.
Part of it is because I was very young and didn't know how to, like, take care of it, and I
sure.
also drew a lot, so mm-hmm. I would just fuck up my books yeah. by drawing these, like, beautiful, like... I wouldn't color in them,
okay,
but, like, drawing pictures from them.
I see.
So I had, like, very specific... images that I love to draw from, and so I like broke the spine. I used to have one of the art books too. I had the 4th art book, yeah, which I got from Too Cool, now known as Sanrio.
Whoa.
Right, but yeah, I lost like my entire collection over the years, and then I lost my like more recent collection because I'm poor and I lost it in a storage unit.
Oh yeah, it's so sad.
Well,
so
hurts.
Now I have to like build from scratch, and I had some of the old Tokyo Pop ones that I found at Half Price Books for like $4.
God.
Yeah, so now I'm just having to rebuild my collection. But I did see that there's like a whole new edition that they've come out with, and the second set is gonna come out in November. So I'm like, I'll just wait till November and get the two box set and then like collect all the other ones through resellers when I can.
Man, those old Tokyo Pop printings. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I had almost all of them. I was so proud of my collection, and then just like, I don't know how, as I've gotten older, lost them. But then of course some of them were broken, and it was like my favorite ones, like the one with Luna when she becomes
That's my favorite story.
I fully drew her for like art class. Like, I was so obsessed. Oh, I used that cover of like Sailor Moon and Luna as like illustrations for other shit.
Yeah.
Like, I was in it. So I just kind of fucked up my books because I didn't really like appreciate them.
Yeah,
because I was like in middle school and high school, like I did not know shit for shit, and thought these are gonna be forever. I can just go grab another one. No.
So fiercely out of print. And so fiercely, because a couple of years ago, I think around 2017, they released the big volumes of the Naoko Takeuchi collections, which were like huge manga. There was like some new color art that she had did.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm gonna be honest, I just finished reading Sailor Moon.
Okay.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
Fierce.
Because they shrunk the big Naoko Takeuchi's and made them smaller. So now I have those ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finally got them all the other day and finished them. And so it was like my first time like really experiencing the entirety of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Because when like you said, you know, when we were kids, it was just on Cartoon Network, it was on Toonami.
Yes.
And it was sporadic. Like, even though they were showing them in order, I wasn't necessarily watching them in order because I was a child.
Right.
Who had like obligations with family and stuff. Like, I couldn't always be in front of the TV
literally
at this time, you know? So there was so much of it that it didn't hit. And also they didn't air all of it, of course.
They
didn't.
And I remember just getting like, I was more obsessed with the movie, the R movie, than I was with the show.
Which
one's
the R movie, do you remember?
That's the one with,
I get them all
like, the dreams. And Helios. Pegasus.
Yeah.
I want to say that's the R movie.
Yeah, I believe it.
I haven't watched them in a while.
I believe it.
Yeah, I don't really care about the anime like that.
No, you're real.
I'm more into the manga. Once I discovered the manga, I was like, this is so
this
much
is,
better.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, and I just like, but they also just weren't airing the anime anymore, and it wasn't like back then it was easily accessible to just find it on the internet.
The internet was truly, unfortunately, in its infancy.
Yes.
when we were growing up.
So we could
like,
not just
there was
go online
no
and find
like
it.
I can just get this, because I would search too, like, because my friends had computers, and I'd always be like, hey, can I just pop on here and like see if we can find Sailor Moon?
Yeah,
because I was obsessed. Oh my god, I actually just unlocked a memory just
yes.
now. So I was obsessed with Sailor Moon. This is actually a little bit off topic.
No,
just the tiniest bit off topic. Is this okay to say? Like, okay, so the what I'm about to say is incredibly embarrassing, and I just want you to know that you're about to hear a deep, dark secret about me, and then I'm also about to record it, and then it's also going to be online forever. But the first porn that I ever saw...
Fierce!
The first porn that I ever saw was... On accident, I was Yahoo image searching Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay.
And then I saw something that I shouldn't have, okay? And then I found out that there was that stuff for everything.
Yes.
So then I would look up, I went to my friend's house one time who had a computer, and I was like, oh my god, I just found out about this thing called... porn.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, yeah, I know about that. And I was like, no, you don't know about this.
No.
I'm like, Sailor Moon, and I don't remember what the keywords were, but it was some very intense lesbian porn.
Was it between Mercury and Jupiter?
Well, yes! Oh, yes!
I know exactly what happened to me. I know exactly which one you're talking about.
And I just remember showing my friend this and being like, you see? And then when his parents would be like, what are y'all doing? I'd be like, I'm looking up Sailor Moon like to see if I can watch Sailor Moon online. Like, that's what was happening. You know, that was my cover. Was that I was like, I was trying to look for Sailor Moon online and I stumbled across this.
Fears.
But yeah, so anyway, it was not easily accessible to find the episodes online. It was easily accessible to find other things.
Oh, hello.
But, yeah, so I was also, like, affected by the anime. I think for me, Sailor Moon was kind of the first thing. Actually, no, I was going to lie. I was going to say Sailor Moon was the first thing for me that I understood as anime and not as a cartoon.
Gotcha.
But I think that it wasn't, because I was watching Sailor Moon at the same time that I was watching like Pokemon and Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah.
And for me at that time, like, and Digimon, I didn't register them as anime. I just was like, oh, it's cartoons.
Same.
I think the first thing that I realized was an anime was Inuyasha, because I did the same thing. I went to Walden Books and I was like, oh, they have these book things. Okay. And so then I bought them, and then somebody was, I looked it up, and they were like, oh, this is manga, and then, like, when the manga is turned into a TV show, it's called anime. And I was like, oh, whoa, and I didn't realize it applied to so many other things. Like,
me neither.
Yeah.
That's kind of the same with me. Like, I think, yeah, Toonami, especially when it was on Adult Swim.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Because when it was in the daytime, I still didn't register it. I was like, oh, this is just cartoons.
Yeah.
Because even, like, I feel like the oldest anime, like, the first anime I actually ever watched was probably Speed Racer.
Because
that was airing on, like, the early days of Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
But I was just like, this is a cartoon.
Yeah, of course.
It's all animated, it's all cartoons. And it wasn't until, yeah, like, Inuyasha and, like, the Toonami block of, like, Wolf's Rey and Cowboy Bebop. Where I was
the,
like,
late night block of the Toonami, yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, this is different. And then I was like, oh, Sailor Moon was a book first, it was a comic book first, and then, like, getting the Tokyo Pop ones, this, like, pocket manga, and I was like,
yeah.
Oh, what's that? Oh, that's interesting. Oh, it was this first? Oh, okay. Like, you know, it was all registering, like, way later.
Yeah.
I'd already seen so much anime.
Right, and you're like, wait, I've actually loved this stuff for a long time.
It's
so crazy.
And just thought it was, like, American shit.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Okay, so you're a manga first. I was kind of anime first, and like I said, I just finished the manga. Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite? I want to say Sailor Scout, but I also want to say favorite character in the Sailor Moon universe.
Okay, because,
I don't know if there are two different answers, or if it's the same.
There are kind of, like, there's, like, three answers. There's who...
Okay,
there's,
I asked you two questions.
there's who I loved as, like, a child.
Yeah.
And then, like, during the anime, and then once I started reading the manga, I was like, oh, no, I like these people.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is... The reason why I said three is because one of them is such a non-character.
Okay.
But I love her aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
So, Venus was my favorite as a kid.
Sure.
And it's funny, once I, like, got older and got into astrology, I was like, oh, I'm a Taurus and I'm ruled by Venus. That's kind of crazy that I just gravitated towards Venus.
Yeah.
But Saturn. Saturn became my favorite.
Can we talk about that?
I love her.
I love Saturn.
Saturn has a phenomenal backstory.
Yes.
It's tragic. But, like, the fact that she could end the world.
Yeah.
She's got this giant fucking, like, scythe.
Scythe?
Like, she's fierce.
She's very fierce. And she never stops being fierce. Like, even when she, like, because then she's reborn. Okay, can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't really always understand the timelines that are happening.
No.
I don't really always understand that.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Even the ending, I had to, like, look it up. I'm like, what the
fuck?
What
exactly
did they all die?
Right. Like, I'm like,
I don't know what's happening here.
But she gets reborn, and even when she's a kid, and she's, like, just started to become a Sailor Scout again, every transformation, she's like, she's so calm and centered and cool.
Yes.
I'm like kind of so obsessed. And she's such a good friend to Chibiusa, who I love.
She's a good friend.
Chibiusa is unfortunately one of my favorite characters.
She's my least favorite.
I was gonna say, I feel like everybody hates on Chibiusa.
No, I actually feel the opposite. I feel like I'm alone in the hatred of Chibiusa.
No, you can talk to the other Chicago drag girls who like Sailor Moon, they hate Chibiusa.
Okay. I need to, like, I kind of feel like when I reread it,
I'm gonna end up liking. There is a point where I do start liking her, and that's when she is around less. No shame.
You're so mean.
It's when she gets a little more mature, and she's just, like, kind of minding her own business, rather than being a fucking menace.
Yeah.
So that's when I start liking her a little bit more.
I don't know why I connect with her so fiercely, but, like, I remember the second... one of my earliest memories of the anime is her, like, rounding the corner with Luna P, and she's like, ta! Like, she was, like, about to get ready to fight and transform, and her transformations just seemed cooler than everybody else's because she was so small. Like, I don't know, like,
no,
I think it was
just cute.
The fact that, like, she has a Sailor Moon's exact outfit, but it is just smaller, it's just so cool to me. I'm just like, you're so cute. What I will say, as I was reading, because I read, like, the last three volumes of the manga, like, in a row, and I'm just reading the attack powers, and I'm like, these are... I feel like she was just looking up an English dictionary and was like, and that word, moon healing, cancer, uterus, exploration! Like, I was like,
no,
these are just words. Like, no, they don't actually mean anything.
Their attacks are
their
so
attacks
stupid.
Make no sense.
Like, I've been rewatching the original anime, and Mercury's is like bubble spray, and I was like, in like the Viz version, which is like more accurate to the Viz dub, which is more accurate to the original versus the Deke one, which is they changed some shit around.
Yes,
I liked the powers that they called it in the Deke one because it was like bubble blast. I'm like, that's fierce, bubble spray. And all she do is
that's
a little
not gonna
mist.
Hurt me. You know, I'm not threatened by no bubble spray.
No
shade. I'm not threatened by bubble spray.
Like it's silly, but like I love the character development in it. In the same vein as like Chibiusa, I love Chibi. That's
okay.
My baby.
I like Chibi too.
I love her. I love her like dark magenta hair.
Yes.
She's so. I like that it's little hearts.
The little hearts. I want
she's
that wig so
cute.
Bad.
So bad.
That hair so bad.
That was the third character. Is actually Sailor Cosmos.
Okay.
Because Sailor Cosmos is fierce.
Sailor Cosmos is fierce.
But she don't do shit. She's just there for like 5 pages and then she goes away.
Right. And Sailor Cosmos. Sailor Cosmos is Sailor Moon.
It's Sailor Moon.
But
because Chibi
past
Chibi
where we know her.
Yes.
Because Chibi
is
Sailor,
Sailor
Cosmos,
Cosmos.
Who is
Sailor
Moon.
Yes.
But it's...
yeah, the timeline's crazy.
Sometimes I just don't understand the
timeline. The timeline's crazy. And yeah, she's like from another...
Because she's not from the 30th century where we know Neo Queen Serenity. Well, not Neo Queen Serenity.
Yeah.
I guess it's just Queen's... Oh, no, it is
Neo
Queen
Serenity.
Serenity,
yes.
Where she's Neo Queen Serenity, but Sailor Cosmos is somehow older, or beyond the 30th century.
It's like, is it like a Hotaru situation where she was just reborn and now she's a baby?
That's what I'm wondering.
Which they should have just made her Chibiusa's sister.
I mean,
they really should have just made her Chibiusa's
sister. Or her daughter. I would have been down for
her. Or her daughter.
I would have been down
no,
for
actually, I almost thought that was her daughter.
Yeah, of course.
That would have made logical sense.
Mina P was talking about, oh, baby, that's your daughter.
Like,
Chibiusa was like, chill, everybody, chill.
She's like, no, I'm you.
Right.
Move out the way, I'm you.
I'm you.
And she's like, what? Like, okay.
It's, that's so, I realized, it was my first time encountering the Sailor Stars, really, Starlights.
I love the Starlights.
They're so cool.
Ooh.
Their chunk of arc is just too short. Like, it feels really rushed. I don't get a lot of time with them.
Yeah.
And so it feels like everything's just happening. Like, that was truly just one volume of the ones that I'm playing.
Yeah.
I was like, this isn't enough. Like, I want to delve deeper into the lore, because I feel like the first... When we're meeting all of the initial Sailor Guardians, inner and outer, we have a long time with all of them. But then, once we get right, what's it, Super?
Yeah.
Once we get to the Super arc, it's like super short, and then once we get to the Starlights arc, it's even shorter, and I'm like,
no!
And then it's the end.
And I
hated like,
that
wait,
too.
What?
Because like, in the original Tokyo Pop ones, it was like, I want to say 12 volumes of like we meet everybody,
right?
And then the Stars arc was only 4 books, and then the Supers was 4 volumes, and then Stars was 3.
3, yeah.
So it was just really, really short, but I was, like, so invested in Stars. Yeah. I thought it was really interesting. I love Galaxia. She's fierce.
She is fierce.
I love all of the... I want to say... I feel like I'm saying it wrong, but I hate the name of them, but I love the villains. The Sailor Anamamates.
Oh,
like her little henchmen,
yes.
Her little, like,
I don't want to say it either,
fledglings.
But, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
And they come and go so quickly,
so
too.
Quick. It's over.
Whereas we spend a lot of time with, like, Queen Beryl and
Queen
her
Beryl
people.
Takes forever. And she's, unfortunately, one of the least interesting.
She just sits down.
Right.
Until, like, the end of her arc. Right. And then it's like, I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care about her. Queen... Nahelenia?
Right, Nahelenia.
She's
cool. From the dark side of the moon, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
She's
yes.
an interest. That
she
was, like,
interesting.
An interesting plot line, too. But, yeah, like, the most interesting characters, and even, like, Princess Kaguya.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do anything with, and she's apparently, like, a whole Sailor Scout, too. And
yeah.
You're like, that's fierce.
Yeah.
Or even, Phobos Deimos becoming
yeah,
human.
Yes.
Like, there's so many cool things, and I feel like there's probably a lot that you can read about with the art books.
Mm.
So there's like this one website, I'll send it to you. They have all the scans, and she Naoko writes a lot of
right.
like information in it.
Yeah.
She was burnt out at some point.
Oh.
And she was like, I was
absolutely.
Tired of drawing. like there's a whole thing. She was like,
had to go.
No, she
I was
like,
too tired.
I was tired of drawing them. I'm over it. Because I also recently found out that they started the anime well before she ever even like finished the first
yeah.
arc.
Yeah.
So she's like trying to keep up with that as well as keeping up with her own story. So that's why there's a lot of filler, because
yeah.
she's not done, and they're
right.
like, we don't know what
we gotta fill
to do.
It's a hit, we gotta keep it going.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of like the first of its kind, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was such a hit in the Mix comics, the Mix magazine, that they just were like, we're making it an anime.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm fucking tired. And I was like, I don't blame you, girl. So I can see that's why maybe Stars went too short, but... I kind of wish that in these, like, re-releases that, since they've updated the artwork and the translations, I almost wish that she had, like, revisited it and, like, expanded on it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because that would have been really, really fierce.
I agree. The thing that amazes me about her is that she was so young when she did this.
She was.
And she never, ever, ever has to do anything ever again. Like, you had a hit off the bat.
Right.
Like, I think she had, like, maybe, like, one other story, like, before this. But Sailor Moon was
yeah.
really early in her career, and it just took off.
Yes.
And, like, in this massive way, it was one of the, like, I mean, there, we had Astro Boy and Speed Racer and stuff that, like, had crossed over to, like, other cultures before. But I feel like Sailor Moon's impact was just so, so vast.
Yeah.
And it has such long standing value, she never has to lift her finger to like literally do anything ever again.
It's been like 35 years.
And I'm like, bitch, you ate. Like, I don't
you
know. You tore. And then she married Togashi, the writer from Hunter x Hunter and Yu Yu Hakusho.
Really?
She never has to do anything. Baby, they are loaded.
She's living the dream.
And I don't think they have kids either. So I'm like,
good for them.
I'm like, you just got money, girl.
And.
Like, that is so crazy to me.
That is spectacular.
Like,
and, like, the longevity of it, where it's, like, there's still people talking about it. There's
oh,
still
yeah.
people buying, you know, merch or getting tattoos or, like,
running out to go
it.
See the musical that was in town a couple of months
yes.
ago. Like, there's still new media, still new anime coming out. I'm like, because they just wrapped up the last part. What, last year? The last movie? Yeah.
Yeah, I need to finish that.
I was going to say, how did you watch Sailor Moon Crystal, and what were your thoughts on Sailor Moon Crystal?
I watched, like, the first 3 seasons, I think, or
uh-huh.
at least, like, 2.5, and then I forgot why it just kind of fell off. But
hated the art style.
The art style was so bad. Especially season one and two were struggle buses. Yes. Season three, when
I hear it's got,
when the outer planets came in, it actually got a lot better. Like, okay, season three I thought was really, really wonderful. But the first two seasons were so hard to get through because the animation was dog water piss.
Bad.
It was so bad.
It was bad.
Transformations, bad booty. It was not good.
It just looked ugly. Yeah. I was like, we don't need to have it in this, like, 3D. Like,
I don't ever need
Pixar
to see that.
Inspired.
I don't ever need to see that.
But
CGI in the anime, I never, ever need to see.
No. I like that it kept, that it stuck to the anime, or
yeah,
to the manga.
To the manga, yes.
Like, because the original anime has so much filler. And watching the original anime recently, I'm like, I get why, like, people like the original a little bit more, because, yeah, it does expand on the characters, but I hate that they change the character personality
so
much.
It's true.
Like, they... Yes, queer representation, but I did not need Nephrite and, like, who was it, Zoizite, to get together.
Yeah, no, we didn't need that.
That didn't add anything to the story.
No.
Rey becoming boy crazy.
Yeah.
There's a whole story as to why she
doesn't like men.
Which is a crazy story. But, like,
yes.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So, I could see if they had, like, added a little bit of filler, because it does move very fast.
Yes.
But, I did like that they were very true to the manga.
Yeah, me too.
And it does move fast, but, like, there's a lot of story.
There's a lot of story.
You gotta get through these girls, because
yes.
When I'm watching the original anime, I'm like, why am I 20 episodes in and we only got the first three?
Baby, it may be.
Like,
the way they waste so much time on, no shade to Mercury, but we waste a lot of time getting to know Ami.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
And she's the most boring.
Unfortunately, she's the most boring one.
No shade.
She, I think, I found out I'm a, I might cut this out, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Gemini is ruled by Venus. Or, sorry, by
Mercury.
Mercury. I'm not saying the right words.
No.
Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and I found that out when I was young, and I was like, oh my god, I have to, like, Sailor Mercury.
No, you don't, because guess what?
What?
Chibiusa represents Gemini. Chibiusa is a Gemini.
And see, that's why I like her! That's why I like her so much!
Ami's a Virgo, which is also ruled by Mercury.
Yes. Okay, that's fierce.
Yeah.
That's fierce. But I was always like, man, I have to like her.
Yeah.
She is... so, unfortunately, boring.
She's so...
and all of her little storylines are just not as compelling as the other ones. Like, with Rey, we get this whole backstory with her dad, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, we get a lot of, like, other juicy details about every other girl's life, but Ami, I always felt like there was this disconnect from her, where I was like, I felt like Naoko didn't really know what to do with
her.
No,
she did not flesh her out well enough.
No, she
and
was like, she's a bookworm, and it's like, she loves computers, and she's always gonna be... in a computer club, and, like, someone's gonna always try to take over the computers and the students via the computers,
yeah,
and then, like,
that's how we get
it. And that's how we get it. I'm like, and it happens three or four times. And I'm like,
I know.
I don't need to see this anymore. Like,
it's like she does not have a personality besides being brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, she can have other interests
and
other hobbies, but no. And I get it at first, it's to, like, contrast with Sailor Moon being such a, like, lazy burnout, basically, which, you know,
yes.
what, at some point I
she
started
was the original
to resonate
burnout
with her.
The culture.
She
like,
was.
She was the OG.
And oh my god, I do not like Sailor Moon. Like, she is the most annoying character at first.
Yes.
Her,
yes, I agree.
Obviously, she's the titular character, so she's gonna have the most, like, character development.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate, because I do not like that girl for
no,
a while.
She's...
but... which, you know, makes sense, because I don't really like cancers that much.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said
whoa.
It.
Whoa, hey.
I said it.
Don't attack Fallon. Don't attack me.
Everybody knows.
Okay, yours.
And if you don't know, now you know. But, yeah, I think I also just love the outer Senshi so much more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those, and it's crazy because, like, that was really my introduction to, like, queer identity.
Absolutely.
And I didn't even, like, think about it until a handful of years ago when I was starting to, like, explore my own gender identity, that one of the panels that always stuck out to me the most mm-hmm. was when Sailor Moon just suddenly transforms into Neo Queen Serenity while they're, like, when the outer Senshi are starting to, like,
reveal themselves as mm-hmm. Senshi. And she's like, Uranus, are you a boy or a girl? And Neptune is like, she possesses the strengths of both, a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's fierce.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. That was always like in my brain, but I just never like unlocked it until I got older.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting. Because obviously there's the whole like, when we were kids, the big talk of the town was that like, oh, Neptune and Uranus are lesbians. Like, they're
right.
cousins, but they're lesbians. And it was like, that was the whole conversation. But like, as I've gotten older and again, like explored my own gender identity, I'm always like, no, but when Haruko is in that school uniform and he kisses Sailor Moon, that's a man to me.
That's a man.
Like, that is a man to me.
A man.
And to her. And she's and like,
right.
wait, what? Like, like, that is fierce. Like, I'll never forget that scene. And I'm always just like, the ability to just so smoothly... this is a congratulations to Takeuchi, who is...
Yes.
I mean, just so brilliantly layered these gender things into this story and been like, this is just the world that we live in. Like,
yeah.
This is just the world how it is.
Same with the Starlight.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, this is just the world. And you will accept it because that's how it is. Like, that's canon.
Right.
It's canon that people are non-binary. It's canon that people are gender fluid. It's canon that there are people who are both man and female. Like,
and that, reading that as a kid, you didn't be like, that's weird.
Exactly.
You're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. And like, that, and it's like, I don't know. Like, it's so brilliant. That's what
so
it's, like,
ahead of its time.
So ahead of its time.
Because I'm like, this is the early 90s.
Yeah.
And like, the most for any kind of like trans or just non-cis representation that we had was exploitative.
Right.
And like on Maury or like Jerry Springer.
Right.
Or like anything that's like making trans people the butt of a joke.
Right.
And not so much like, oh, they just exist.
Yeah.
They're just people moving the world. And I do like how after it's revealed that she's like a senshi, she does have like slightly more feminine clothing, but
right.
then there's times where she does go back into mass clothing.
Yeah.
And like, it's a little more androgynous. And I love when Saturn is reborn, Hotaru is like a baby, they all become like a little family.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, you see this like chosen family
because
they all kind of like start nurturing and becoming parents to her. It's so beautiful. Like, it's extremely queer.
Yes.
And I think there's only like one straight person in the whole group.
Truly. Truly, maybe one.
And I think it's Venus.
Do you? Because there's that whole panel at the end in the Starlights where her and Mars are
No, those two, they get shipped a lot, and there's a lot of art that Takeuchi will do with the two of them.
Yes,
together.
That's what I'm like.
And I'm like, Venus and Mars, like, even in, like, Greek and Roman mythology, it's like, they've always,
There's something there.
Ami's asexual.
Ami low-key might be asexual. Like,
she ain't into nobody.
She's not, really. She's not.
And then Sailor Moon's a chaotic bisexual.
Chaos at its finest. Absolutely.
She's like, I got a man, but hey. Haruka comes in,
I kind of live for that.
The Starlight come in, hey. Like, she is.
And everybody does kiss her, and she's always like, okay.
She blushes
like,
every time she sees a pretty girl and talks about how pretty she is.
I'm like,
she's so me.
I know. Exactly. No, I'm obsessed with that. What was I going to say? I love that queer representation. I love that. Going back a little bit to talk about like the differences between the manga and the anime.
Mm.
A character I hated in the original anime when I was watching it growing up, I never liked Mars. And after reading the manga, I
love her
so much.
She's so much cooler in the manga.
Right?
They really downgraded her character.
They were just like fiery, so she's angry all the time.
She's
an asshole.
And like, she's an asshole and boy crazy.
Yeah. And like, she's gonna steal Sailor Moon's man. I'm like, what is this? Like, why did you create this narrative for her?
Also, he wasn't even into her.
Right.
Which, why are you going out with her? You don't even like her.
Wow.
Also, why'd they age him up?
The age up is crazy. The age up is crazy.
Suddenly, she's 14.
Mm-hmm.
He's in college.
In college boots.
What?
Yeah.
Like, The high school, middle school thing, I guess.
If we have to, I guess. It's close enough.
But college?
Now, I know that... No. It's bad.
But back to rent.
We have to talk about that, too. It's bad.
It's bad.
And I don't understand. I know that middle school for them ends at, like, age 14, where, like, we would normally start high school at 14.
Yeah.
Their, like, last year of middle school is 14, and then they have, like, 3 years of high school, and then they go to college, or university, or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I know that it's, like, cut in a different way, but I'm, like, she's still in middle school. Like, she may be in her last year of middle school.
Right. She's in, like, eighth grade.
Right.
So, yeah, she's about to go into high school, but this man's fully in college.
This man's in college. Like, that's weird.
That's so weird. Whereas in the manga, he goes to college and stars.
Right.
So we're all the way at the end of the story, and now he's going to college.
Yeah.
And they've already been around for like 2 years.
And she was in high school for like 2 years.
Yeah. So it's like,
It's a much closer age. Because
I think he was like 17 when in the beginning, he's first introduced in the manga, and she's like 14. So I'm like, but it's like a little bit closer in age than it is with 14 and like 19 or 20.
I'm like,
that was crazy.
It's getting really weird, actually.
Why did y'all think that was I googled that, and somebody on Reddit I forgot the reason that they were like, I think it was something with just like the fact that they were still writing.
Sure.
Like, Takauchi's still writing the story, and then they had to like switch things around. I don't know, but somebody tried to like come up with a theory of why it is, and I'm like, why is he older?
No,
why did you age him up for no reason?
For no reason.
Age him up. Rei is a different personality. Two of Queen Beryl's henchmen are in a relationship, and I'm like, it really adds nothing to the plot.
It really just kind of throws stuff at the wall.
And I'm like, okay, cool, gay dudes, but like, my favorite is in the dub that made one of them a girl.
Oh, yes, they said,
so we're gonna make, the lesbians' cousins, that's why they're so close. And then we're going to make these two gay boys, one of them's a girl.
So
it's okay, America.
It's okay.
We're not going to show any gay shit.
No.
We're not with that gay shit here. And it's like...
You know what actually makes me mad? And it kind of makes me mad at Takeuchi, too.
Yes.
Why was Pluto dark skin in the manga and almost the same shade as everybody else in the anime? And even now that we've had these re-releases of the manga where she's drawn new version of everybody, Pluto is really light skin. And I'm like, no, she used to be dark skin.
See, now why does somebody try to argue with me when I said she was black?
Tell me she is that.
I said she was black, and they're like, no, she's not. And I'm like, how? Not look at her?
Look at this page.
Look at this page. She is significantly darker than anybody.
So dark. The screen tones she was using for her skin were so dark. And I was like, oh, that's a dark-skinned woman.
Yes.
Like, she could be black.
She could. She could be like, South Asian.
Exactly. I was going to say
Now that I'm older, I'm like, back then I was just like, no, she's black.
No, she's black. Of course. Because we knew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
She could very well be South Asian.
But then when we get all the color images now, it's...
She's a little fair.
She's very fair. I'm like, what is going on?
That's
like,
a dark skinned woman.
It kind of makes me mad because I'm like... What Takeuchi set out to do with the series was to have all these different kinds of representation for role models for young girls. And, like, that included... She wanted everybody to feel welcome in the story.
Yes.
And so she had this tall, dark-skinned woman.
Yeah,
so
that she's tall!
And she has said that. She's been like, I wanted darker-skinned people to feel welcome in my story.
And she's a very powerful character.
Yes. And for her to then kind of go back on it and be like, well, she is darker, but she's not dark-skinned, you know? Like, she's...
Yeah.
And it kind of makes me mad, because I'm like, no, don't go back. Like, you were right. Like, How does this bitch be dark as hell?
No, literally.
Like, she needs to look like Lupita Nyong'o every time I fucking watch the anime.
Because, like, in the panels, she is dark.
Dark.
And, like, why is she not? And, yeah, it's weird.
It has never made sense to me. No. I always feel really weird because I'm always like, I want to embrace this character as, like, you know, like, because, you know, when it's Black History Month or we're always celebrating, like, black characters in the anime. Yes. And I'm like, Sailor Pluto should be included because she was a dark-skinned black woman.
Yes.
To me.
To me.
To me, she was a dark-skinned black woman.
Right.
And I could say the original anime, they fucked up. They wanted to change stuff. They didn't want gay people and they didn't want black people.
Right.
So they changed it and made her lighter.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
But the new
but
version?
But now when it's new.
Why would you do that?
And she's supervising. And she's still light. Even
right.
lighter.
Right.
I'm upset.
Mm-mm.
I'm upset.
Yeah,
I get upset by that.
Same.
Because I really. Because seeing a black. Like a black. Dark skin,
yes.
Sailor Pluto actually did make me feel comfortable
no,
and welcome into the story.
No, literally.
I'm like, oh, well, that could be me.
Right. I'm like, okay, that's a black woman. And you know what? That's fierce that we have a black senshi.
Yes.
And, oh, she's like the guardian of time.
Like, she has
Don't
this major
her.
Role.
She has
like,
a huge role. She's also like extremely nurturing.
Yes.
And like, you know, she's never made to be the joke.
Right.
Or like, anything silly. Like, she is a very serious character. She can have fun. She's
yeah.
also a fucking doctor?
Hello?
Or, like, a nurse or something?
She's
like,
nurse.
She's, yeah, she's a nurse. She's a nurse.
She becomes
she's
a nurse at
she's
the school.
She's in med school.
Down.
Like,
that is true.
My team is in med school.
In med school.
So
second life fish.
Right.
She said, I'm gonna come back. You know what? I'm going to med school.
I'm going to med school.
Yeah.
And tore it.
Yes.
She looks so cute in her
black woman with degrees.
Yes. And she looks so good in her little,
her lab coat.
Her lab coat.
Yes.
She's so good. Yeah, no, they really fucked up with that.
It makes me really mad because I love her.
Love her down. I just, oh, the outer senshi are just so.
They're so geez. Good, and she made all of their personalities so multidimensional that it was like, these felt a little realer than the high school girls. But it also makes sense, like when you're in high school, like you're kind of just like. You're not as developed. You don't have
yeah.
a lot of as much experience, so of course you're going to be
and she was
a little bit more one-dimensional. But these, the outer senshi, maybe they had themselves figured out.
Right.
They like, yeah.
Even Hotaru was young, but she went through a lot of shit.
Yes. Yes
she was
did.
Going through it.
Yes.
So I'm like.
So she was a robot.
She was like part robot.
She was part robot.
Yeah.
Part, she had gotten an accident.
Mm-hmm. She was burned. I
she
think,
was burned,
right.
and her father reconstructed her.
And
but then his
evil.
Father was evil.
Yeah,
her father was evil.
Became evil
because of
was using her as
Princess
like a vessel.
Fish.
So the death, but I'm still. I have to reread and really like get back into it. But the Death Busters, that was that arc.
Right.
That one diva with the red hair. Ooh, loved her. I forgot her name. I'm gonna look her up. But she. She was so fierce. She had, like, red hair. She was the one who was in charge. They end up implanting, like, I think their leader into Hotaru, and that's how she becomes Mistress Nine.
I see.
So she was just kind of like this vessel.
Oh, now I remember
yeah.
who you're talking about. Oh, yes. That was season 3 of the Sailor Moon Crystal, and it is really good.
Okay, good to... Let me get back into it.
Now, I cried during watching that one. Almost every episode.
This
yes, era. She was fierce.
Yeah, she's fierce.
I'm obsessed. And you know what? It makes me sad that we're never going to get... this is a crazy thing to say. It makes me sad we're never going to get this art anymore. Like, I don't know why it makes me sad, but I'm like... The original art style with the color pages for the original art style.
Yes.
They turn me out so fiercely. Like, when I tell you I want... Every single color page, like, plastered on my... Like, tattooed on my body
no,
right now.
The way I had, like, back in 2010 or so, I drew out a bunch of the, the characters
uh-huh.
from the art books so that I could do, like, a whole sleeve.
Sleeve.
Because I wanted that art style so bad.
It's so
it's
good.
It's so good. And I love seeing her... art style like evolve
yeah
because you in the beginning it's very rounded it's
mm-hmm.
very cute and it works for the story
yeah
where it's like very lighthearted and like rounded, and then once you start getting into the supers arc, mm-hmm. it starts getting a little harder,
a little sharper,
mm-hmm. and like they're a little more cunty. Yes. And I'm like, yes, especially because I love their suits when they get to like the Eternal.
Yeah,
the Eternal suits, fierce.
So good.
The art books, that is my life mission, is to own them.
Yeah,
people are selling them for crack prices.
I believe it.
Crack prices.
And maybe I'm a crack addict.
I'm gonna get them at some point.
One day.
Because I remember when they were $30, and my grandma's like, "You better be looking at this for $30." And I'm like, "Okay." Now you see, I'm like, "Girl, look at them. People are selling them for like rent."
Literally for like rent.
Rent. There's the third one is the one that I want the most because it has like the Death Busters and like that whole arc. My favorite is when she does these big, like, ensemble paintings. And that has one of my favorite ones. And it's got, like, Mistress Nine on one side. And, like, I think Neo Queen Serenity or Sailor Moon on the other. And then, like,
everybody else
her.
Is in. Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Those are my favorite.
That one, people are trying to sell for, like, the most ridiculous prices. I'm like, this isn't even the Materials collection. Or the Affinity collection. Why is this one?
Why this one?
Why this one? But I'm gonna get it. But they did apparently re-release. They redid the art books, but instead of it being like full individual pages, they kind of put like multiple people on one page.
Oh,
I'm still gonna get it.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be a little more disappointing.
Yeah,
I'm still gonna get it. You know, but
I
love just looking up the art book scans so many times, just like appreciating the art style.
Yeah.
And while I appreciate that Crystal tried to go in that direction, they still should have kept it 2D.
Yeah, they really should have.
And I will say the original anime has an iconic art style.
Yeah.
It doesn't touch. It's not the manga.
But the art style was so
it's iconic.
It's iconic.
Yeah.
It was consistent and it was iconic.
Yeah.
I was like, I kind of lit, like, the retro 90s anime, like, that art style is so, like, near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
I remember one of my first dreams that I can remember is I was running through the streets of Tokyo with Sailor Jupiter, who was my favorite Sailor Scout growing up.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I still love Jupiter. It's just so, I love her so much. But I was running through the streets with her. And I think it was my first, I think it actually was, now that I'm thinking about it and talking about it out loud, I think it was my first lucid dream. Because I, in the dream, was like, wait, I'm a Sailor Scout. And this could be my real life. And I looked at my legs and they were like a mile long, like how they were. I was like, oh my God. Like, and I looked at Jupiter, I was like, this is me. Like, I'm a Sailor Scout, just like you. She said, yeah, it could happen to you too. And then I woke up and I remember being like, oh my God, like, it could happen to me too. Like, it was so crazy, and I just, that, and it was that original anime art style that I was like, that's what I was at in the dream, and I was like, oh my God, I remember that.
It's so cute. I do love like 90s anime style.
Yeah.
It's so fierce.
Yeah, it was so good, especially for Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And we'll never get more of that either, which also makes it sad, but.
Right, because I'm like, okay, we could have done something different with that art style. But even the covers, no shade, the, like, newer ones, they're a little too cutesy.
They're pretty. They're pretty.
But I'm like, it's still missing that, like, edge and, like, sophistication that...
I agree.
That it had.
Also,
originally.
Like, not to body shame them, but she's not drawing the bodies the same way anymore.
No.
And so the bodies look a little weird, like...
They look
shorter. She used to be like this, and now she's doing them like this, and I'm like,
and
wait.
They're like...
And they're shorter torsos, and I'm like, what is going on here? I don't know. She's busy. Or maybe she's not. Actually, I have no idea what's going on with her, but I would love to find out. There was a rumor for a while because her husband is prone to illness. He's very ill all the time. So Hunter x Hunter is always on hiatus a lot because he has to take long breaks. And there was a while where they were like, Naoko, you're gonna have to take over when he's gone. So there was a moment where they were like training her in the Hunter x Hunter art style she could eventually go on and continue the story or finish the story if he were to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what I remember reading for a while, and like multiple sources were saying that, and I was like, is she about to... Oh, okay. Like, that's so... Yeah. I don't know what I would do in that situation. I'd probably be like, I'm not doing that. Like, no shit, I'm not doing that.
No.
They're like, but you're the only one who knows. He told you everything about the story. Yeah, and I don't want to do it. I'll tell somebody else what he told me, if I can remember.
Right.
me fully.
Write that down, Patrick. Write that down.
No, not. But I'm like, yeah, something. Her art style has definitely changed, and
it makes sense, though.
It makes sense that it's changed. Do I love the changes? No.
No.
What I want to see is one of my favorite images is when it's the whole cast, all the Senshis, the inner and outer, and they're like, there's like a black wall behind them, and they're all like,
that is
standing
fierce.
On the wall.
That's like, the art book 3 cover.
Oh, yeah. I am obsessed.
The front is the inner, and then the outer is on the back.
Love that image.
That's one of my favorite pictures too.
One of my all-time faves.
Oh my god, one of my other favorites is it's a circle of all of
and
them.
And they're all laying in the grass like, yes.
They're all in their like uniforms and they're holding hands.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
One of my favorites.
Art book 4, the way I had it, and it wasn't even like, it didn't even have my favorites, but it did have some really fierce images.
Yeah.
I love the ones where she had them in natural hair colors.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting to see. And there was one where they're all, like, laying down in these white flowy gowns with, like, rose petals around them and this, like, black cord that was just running through them. Yes. And I love how she also used, like, a lot of tactile things. Like, she had doilies or, like, actual pearls. Mm-hmm. And, like, all of these actual physical pieces that she put into the artwork. And I'm... ugh. She put her whole pussy in a Sailor Moon.
Down.
Like, for real. I actually have, like, this plan. I started mood boarding.
Okay.
I want to do a Sailor Moon series of looks.
Mm.
But I want to interpret them in different alternative styles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you give me an example of what that means?
Yes. So, like, I was thinking for Saturn, she would be kind of like a new... goth. Mm. So it's like very much how I had like that white face with the bob look, like that kind of goth. Uranus, I was gonna do a vampire.
Oh,
because it's very androgynous. She also seduces
everybody.
So like she seduces everybody. I think for Jupiter I was just gonna go with like traditional punk.
Yeah.
I thought that would be kind of fun for her. Maybe adding like a little bit of a Vivian Westwood flair because she's like kind of girly but also tomboy.
Yes.
Maybe in like that Nana kind of way.
Yeah.
I would do. Who else? I think except for Chibiusa, I want to make her a little raver girl or like a scene kid.
She's so scene.
Yeah, like a little scene girl.
So scene kid coded.
Yeah, I have a lot of like ideas, so I'm trying to like pin them down.
Yeah.
But I think it would be really fun to do something.
It's like such a wonderful universe that there is, thankfully, like no end to the level of creativity that like you could like people do. And I've done one. I've done like Sailor Moon photo shoots. You know, I've done one. I've done several Sailor Moon photo shoots.
Yeah, you have.
I'm obsessed with being a Sailor Scout. But you know, I'm like I kind of want to like I want to revisit it. I always want to revisit it.
Yes.
There's a part of me that, like, always... this is, like, so annoying, and maybe it's because I am annoying, but... there's a part of me that's, like, I kind of just want to do them all. Like, me, do them all, and, like, do the photo shoot, and it's, like, it's just me.
No, same.
It's just me.
I get it.
But it's, like, but I'm in all of the looks.
I want to do... That's kind of how I want to do the, like, Sailor Animamics, because...
Uh-huh.
So, like, Sailor Lead Pro...
Yes.
Sailor Tin Cat, Sailor Iron Mouse. Those are my top three.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, what's the lead? There's a lead one, too.
Lead Crow.
That's the person you said.
Lead Crow, Tin Mouse, or Iron Mouse.
Iron Mouse.
Tin Cat. Heavy Metal Papillon. She's a butterfly.
She's a butterfly.
And then Aluminum Siren.
Yes.
Yeah. They are fierce.
They are very fierce.
They get taken out way too
easy. So.
Way too easy, because they're so cunty.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. Keep them around.
I want to do the Sailor Cat. I mean, Tin Cat. So
same, because she is. Ooh, she's so like both her and Lead Crow are like very like BDSM.
Yes, no, that's so true. That's
and
so
I
true.
I think Tin Cat was like the first one, and I was like, I feel like I can put this together. All the bells.
Oh my god.
So
the
cute.
Outfit is so good. Just thinking about having that cowl, like that big head thing.
Yes,
I'm like,
the little bells and
I
like
would
the,
turn that
the
so
ponytails,
fierce.
Like the braids.
Yeah, the braids
coming
out.
She's so cool. I think me and like Tiki were talking about doing the starlights.
Yeah.
I want to be Sailor Star Healer. Tiny one with the white
the
bob.
The white bob. That's the one. Something, uterus,
just be saying
attack, stuff. Just be saying stuff.
Just
the,
saying
the attack
it.
Power is uterus, something. I'm like, how do you heal in the uterus? I mean, I really don't. I don't know. The Sailor Starlight's attack powers were crazy to me, and I was like, I don't really know what's going on. But yeah, I want to do the Starlights too.
Yeah.
I want to do all of them.
I
want to
do all of
They're
them.
They're just all so good.
Or,
the problem is, I don't like relying on other people.
Right.
Because if I'm like, okay, we're organizing the shoot, here's the date, and here's what we need to get together, every time the date comes, there's two girls. And I'm not going to name names, because it could be anybody.
It could be
Two girls are always like, I can't do it today. I'm sorry. I thought that outfit was going to come, but it's not. I'm like,
yep.
Come from where?
Where?
You needed to have it commissioned, and it was going to come when you paid for it.
Like, ooh, you know who I want to do? The fucking Black Moon Circus.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Oh, absolutely.
These little queerdos, love them.
They're so good.
Love
I
them.
Also really... I really still want to do the Amazon Quartet. Like,
love the
those
Amazon
girls,
Quartet.
The waves on those girls
ooh,
are nasty.
Wait, Juju's pants.
Come on.
Her pants. Those are so hot. Every time, I was like, I'm not a green person when I was a kid, but I was like, I was very much into like pink and blue.
Of course.
Well, I was like, pink.
You said the two genders.
Yeah, literally. No, you know what? Me going back into my history and being like, oh yeah, I love pink, and then I got to like being 8 or 9, and I'm like, it's blue. I'm a tomboy. I don't like girly shit.
Right.
And so I was like, I love like Paula Paula with her little blue outfit, but I was like, Sarai is so cute in her little pink.
Yeah.
But no, Junjun's pants.
The pants were crazy.
Those are I need those pants just on GP. Like,
yeah.
I just need a pair of those pants. And yeah, the Amazon Quartet. So fierce. Now, I will say, when they become Cinchy, their hair looks a little crazy
their
with their
outfits.
Their
hair looks crazy with the outfits. When they abandon their original character designs to go to a Cinchy outfit, I'm like, okay, maybe the Cinchy outfit doesn't work on everybody.
No,
maybe it actually doesn't work on everybody.
I don't think everybody... I don't think...
And that's why I appreciated the Starlight's outfits being like, oh yeah, we're from another galaxy. We are not wearing that ugly ass outfit. We are sailors. Though I'm like, okay, can I say something that I've always wondered about Sailor Moon and the universe of Sailor Moon?
Yes.
And I need you to walk with me here.
Yeah, that looks great.
Sailor Moon. So, in the theory of this world,
mm-hmm.
And again, I just really need you to walk with me.
I'm here.
Every planet has a Sailor Scout.
Yeah.
Besides Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Because that Sailor Scout is technically Endymion. Or Mama.
Yeah.
Like, technically,
yeah.
But they don't have a Sailor Scout.
They don't.
Their Sailor Scout is either Endymion, Mamoru, or Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
And again, okay.
Which, like, the moon's not a planet.
Okay, I was gonna say, and continue
yeah.
to walk with me. The moon is not a planet. also, Earth's moon is so insignificant in the grand scheme of other planets' moons.
Because like, Jupiter's got like 5.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
Like, our moon in comparison to the other. And so I'm like, how did we settle on, why does she have all of these people working for her, dedicating their whole lives? I am the princess of Venus, and guess what, baby? I am your Sailor Senshi, and I will dedicate my life for
you.
And I'm like, she's just a random moon. Like,
she's a random moon. You protect the hottest planet.
A planet.
A full planet.
Mind you, you got moons. Like, what?
Like,
why do we all dedicate our lives to Earth's moon? I've never understood it, and I've tried to fight the logic a lot, but it doesn't make sense.
That is a valid question, because I also am like, yeah, why isn't there like a Sailor Earth?
Yeah.
Which, like, doesn't slide off the tongue is nicely.
No.
But. Yeah, why are we all working for the baby moon?
Like, one of the smallest moons of our galaxy.
Like, literally the tiniest little thing.
It's like, wait, why does that matter? Like, and all the way down to Pluto? Y'all coming over here?
Pluto?
Crossing space and time?
Pluto.
To come
all the way over here.
And to protect Earth's moon. It really, to me, doesn't make sense. Is it to say that because we as humans only know that life forms exist on Earth, that, like, that is why we did that? But then I'm like, no, because we put, in this world, we have put human-like beings on all the other planets in other galaxies.
And then
too.
It's like, yeah, what are there people on their planets?
Right.
Do they have their own
have
like
people?
Societies?
And that's the thing, because
or are they just protecting the rock?
And see that and maybe they're bored, you know, like maybe
yeah.
that's why. But then I'm like, when we're talking about like.
But then why does the moon only have a society? Yeah.
And then, but when we're talking about, like, where, like, Phobos and Deimos come from, like, they have their whole, they have a society in another galaxy where there are Sailor Scouts in that, and humans.
Yeah.
Or human-like beings
uh-huh, uh-huh.
That have a society in that world. And the same with the Tin Cat.
Yes. Because then like, there's also, like.
Because Luna and Artemis came from there, too.
There's also, like, the Mimosini, which comes from
yes.
Greek, with a lot of Greek mythology
right.
is all interwoven
yes,
in it.
Yes.
But yeah, like, what? Where'd they come from?
Where'd they come from?
Because they're not tied to any actual, like, planet that we know of.
No.
Galaxia's from, you know, a galaxy far away.
Far, far away in the middle of the fucking Milky Way.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
I'm confused why we have centered Earth's moon. Over anything
the
else.
The most ghetto planet.
No, exactly. And I'm like, one of the top five worst planets. Like, and everybody, not only is coming to protect Earth, they're coming to protect Earth's moon.
Ooh.
Like, that is what I'm like.
Yeah, they said fuck Earth. Actually, they beefing. The
hello?
Moon and Earth beef.
Beef. But for some reason, the legendary silver crystal is the most powerful crystal in the galaxy. Galaxies over, even.
Yeah, right. Everybody's coming from other galaxies, other dimensions.
To
get
to
that.
Come and get this. And it's the Earth's moon.
The Earth's moon. Not even one of Jupiter's big-ass moons.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
like,
it doesn't make any sense, actually.
Saturn's like the fiercest planet.
So fierce.
It's got rings.
Rings.
And
Mary fish.
Like that's
what?
Cool. We, no? Okay.
Why did we settle on... I wonder why she said...
Y'all don't
want to
protect Pluto, the little one? Like, that one makes a little more sense. It's
yeah,
little.
Yeah, like, maybe we need to protect
the baby.
The little one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that actually makes
not
sense.
Not a moon.
That would be an interesting story, but... a moon?
Yeah.
Y'all are all rulers of planets. Like, I know... do you see yourselves?
Right.
Like, you are...
Also...
What is going on?
Back to Pluto. They had that woman standing at a door for
girl,
the rest of her life.
Centuries back there.
I can't leave. What? Because the moon told you so. Earth's moon
Earth's
told
moon
you to stand
told
at this
you
door.
So. Like, you know how stupid you look? No shame, but what are you doing?
You
like,
are too powerful.
Go home. Like, and when they go back to the house, like, wow, I haven't been to this palace in God. So many centuries. I'm like, yeah, why?
Yeah, why not?
Y'all was leaving y'all posts to sit up here with Sailor Moon.
Y'all were kikiing at gallows and shit while this diva had to go stand at a door.
At a door. It was crazy. I really don't understand the Sailor Moon. Like, I really try to understand the Sailor Moon universe.
Yeah.
But when I think too hard about it, I'm like, wait, this actually...
No, when you start thinking too hard...
Unfortunately, makes no sense.
You gotta just have the vibe. You just gotta feel the vibe.
You just gotta
because
catch
sometimes
the vibe.
You do just think and you're like... Okay, well, now that Pluto's gone, who's watching the door?
Clock it. Did somebody tell Sailor Pluto she's not really a planet no more?
Right. Who told... Yeah, because she wasn't a planet, and then she was
and
again.
She was.
And now she's not
now
again.
Now she's not again, I don't think.
That's so... I do like that Taka Uchi was like, we're going to turn her head. Instead of making her the smallest century, she's going to be... Tallest one. And I'm like, that's fierce.
Okay, yeah.
And she's gonna have the most important job. But yeah, who's watching the door? Who's protected time? Or is she just doing it from afar while in med school? and raising a child.
While in med school.
The world is on her back. You know, Pluto is like the universe's strongest soldier.
No, yeah. Well, and that's the thing too. I'm like, when she's in med school, and Chibiusa is like, okay, I'm going back to the 30th century. And then she overhears Pluto and Neo Queen Smyrna talking. I'm like, I thought Pluto was in med school, no shame.
Right, I thought she was in med school.
I really never understand the timeline.
She got a baby.
Yeah. My other question, I have lots of questions, but
yes,
one of my other thoughts of inquiry, and this is coming from a place because I don't like her, and I'll say that. So Venus is half white, which is not.
She is.
I think her mom is English.
That makes sense.
Right.
That checks out.
That tracks. Mm-hmm. And I actually do understand why, but I don't like it. She was Sailor Venus, and she knew that.
Mm-hmm.
She knew that.
Yeah.
And why she show up in front of them girls, in front of Sailor Moon?
It said, "I'm the princess.
I'm the princess of the moon."
Okay, there is an explanation for it, but it's kind of stupid.
That's the thing. I know why.
Yes.
It's dumb. I don't like this.
And you know what?
Choice.
I think...
Can you explain it for the viewers?
Okay. Okay. So, Venus is also described as the de facto leader of at least the Senshi. So, she's second in command when Sailor Moon's not there.
Right.
Or at least when, like, she's Neo Queen Serenity.
Yeah.
She leads the rest of the Guardians.
Right.
But they needed to protect the princess.
Right.
So, they had Venus be like the dupe princess.
Right.
And I guess it makes sense because she's blonde with blue eyes.
Right, right.
And so is Sailor Moon. So it's like, you can kind of confuse them if you really... Also, this is a little off topic, but how are these girls not being clocked? Because Sailor Moon has the same hairstyle in and out of drag. I didn't know that was you. And I'm like, the Odongos, like, they're there.
The 40-inch ponytails, like, are crazy.
But anyway.
No one is walking away. She ditched the mask in the first... She wore the mask maybe two
twice.
Or three times.
And that was gone.
First volume. Then it was it.
And that was it.
Because Tuxedo Mask started wearing it. She was like, okay. Gay boy, take the mask. Okay.
But yeah, she was like the decoy. That's right. What they call her. The decoy princess. And I guess because she looked enough alike...
But when she
did you read Sailor V?
Here's the thing. I never read Code Name Sailor V.
Which makes sense, because you don't like her.
Right.
But
I thought about it.
I did have that when they had finally released that as like a two-volume manga. Mm-hmm. I think what happened was when Artemis finds her, the same way that Luna finds Usagi, he tells her she's the princess.
Right.
So she just has it in her mind.
And that's why I don't like that.
But they didn't really explain that.
Lied to her.
He lied to her. But I think it was
I know his memories were also...
Little scrambled.
They were a little scrambled. Because Luna, too, was like, I don't know if this girl is the moon princess. I said,
look at her.
You gave her... Look, first of all,
look
at
her. Her hair's just blonde instead of white.
Look at this woman.
Look at this girl.
The second thing is... You give her a pendant, she transforms into Sailor Moon.
And
why
you
would
know.
You not?
And you know!
And you know!
That Neo Queen Serenity becomes
Sailor Moon! So, why didn't you put the pieces together?
They're cats, I don't know.
I guess.
They're a little stupid.
They're cats, I don't know.
They're a little stupid.
They don't know.
They don't know.
I was like, it made me so angry when she would come in and be like, yeah, I might be the Moon Princess, and you might be the Moon Princess. We don't know.
We don't know.
I was like, no, we do know.
No, we actually...
It's really clear.
It's right here.
It's right here. I was always like, that really blew me. I
and
never liked that.
And then went to the moon, and then here's Queen Serenity is fierce.
She is so
They need more of her.
I know.
I love her design. I love just... Oh, she's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I love how she's like, yeah, no, it ain't you.
It's you, baby.
Look at the hair. Clock the hair. We have the same hair. You're my daughter. I don't know who that girl is.
I don't know.
Actually, I do know who she is, but she's not the princess.
No.
But yeah, like, I
that
think...
That was a crazy part for me. I, never understood why we needed that confusion.
I think they introduced it. It was just to be like, we're going to protect the princess just to make sure
that
nobody gets her. you know, these evil villains get her. Right. So we got to put this girl at the front lines. Like, I you know, and it was like,
somebody
okay,
gotta die.
Somebody gotta die. It's gonna be her. Because she looks enough like her.
Yeah.
Because if you don't look close enough, you could kind of mistake them.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Blue eyes, blonde hair. They have the same shade of blonde hair, but their eye color is slightly different.
Slightly different.
It's slightly different shade of blue. But, you know, I can see why you don't like Minako. I get it.
She's
a lot.
That's what I'm saying. She's a lot. She's a little too on the nose for, like, she's a little too girly for me. I like my Sailor Scouts a little tomboyish.
I get that.
I like them a little more gay.
Yes. Yeah.
That's why I lean towards Jupiter. I lean towards Mars, like, in the manga. I lean towards Neptune and Uranus, because I'm like, oh, yeah, like, they're really mature and gayer.
I think what, like, I loved so much about Venus as a kid was her shoe.
The pump. The orange pump.
And, you know, if y'all actually pay attention, my go-to drag shoe is a pointed toe pump with an ankle strap.
Clock it. The ankle strap is important.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Because Mars has the red pump.
She does. And then
Venus
has the ankle strap pump.
Ankle strap pump.
And I love a pump with an ankle strap. A little pointed toe and an ankle strap. And there was something about that where I was like, I just like her shoes the most.
Yeah.
And then when I started getting into Saturn, I'm like, she has the best boots.
I was just about to say...
The
characters I was drawn towards, I'm like, I was really drawn towards Jupiter, who also had a fierce pair of
boots. She had a little low. She had a
little low.
Oh, she got that dancing boot.
She got the dance boot. I was like, wait. My ideal in drag is to be a Sailor Scout. Like, I want to look like a Sailor Scout all the time. Like, that's why all my costumes are, like, high cut. Like, I want to show as long a leg as possible.
Yeah.
Because I don't actually have long legs, but I'll make them look like that with the costume.
They're long in comparison to my torso. Yeah, short torso, long legs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's like what I've always, since that dream I had when I was a kid, I've always wanted to be a Sailor Scout.
No, actually.
And that's the ultimate goal, is to like make it there.
Yes.
It would drag.
That was really it. I liked the bow in the back of her hair.
Boots.
And the shoe.
And the shoe.
And I actually had the doll. Mm. As like a little kid, I had the little doll. They were ugly as hell.
Yeah.
But she was fierce to me. But yeah, once I got into like, the outer Senshi, I was like,
"Yeah, you go ahead, girl."
And Saturn's introductory, her original suit, she had this like little crystal.
Yes, yes.
In the center for her brooch, and then the little like Saturn earrings. So cool.
Yeah.
Just so cool.
It really is interesting the subtle changes in the outfits of the Senshi, because Sailor Moons are really noticeable.
Yeah.
But like the other Senshi, it's very small details and stuff, but there are changes. And she's really consistent with them when she's drawing, like, each arc. She's really consistent with them. But I'm always like, it kind of looks the same. And then I'm like, oh, no, this one, she has a heart pendant in the middle.
Yep.
Oh, and this one's a star. Wait.
The stars was a cute.
It's cute.
The eternal suits, I just
remind me what's on the eternal suits.
I think it's a star in the brooch. Uh-huh. And then they have the, like, I
is
think
it the bubble?
The bubbles.
I do like the bubble. I do like the bubble.
Let me look it up, because I need to... Jesus. Eternal Sailor Senshi Rai form. Oh, this picture. This is the one I was talking about, where they're
all
holding hands.
Oh my god, my fave.
Yeah, so they have the stars,
yes,
and then the little bubbles. And,
so good. And there's like an extra line on their...
on their gloves. So...
Oh, I meant on them.
Oh, yes. On their hip,
the
their waist. Yeah, so good. These were really cute.
That's what I want to look like. Look at how long their fucking legs are.
Like,
even
so
Jimmyusa, who is like literally
this big.
I mean, she's 900, but she's
right?
She's a child.
She's like, this one too. The little babies.
And I'm like, there's just the legs.
The
legs
are
mile.
Crazy.
I'm obsessed with them.
Like, oh god, I love the character design.
Do you think that there's going to be any more Sailor Moon stuff in the world? Like, do you think it's done? Do you think Sailor Moon is done?
I don't think it is. I feel like they're gonna milk it.
Absolutely.
Like, they already are.
Yeah.
And they have been for the past 35 years.
Coffee.
I mean, we're on the, like, what, fourth rendition of the manga alone?
Yeah.
So, I think that they're gonna keep doing stuff.
Sailor Moon's never gonna die. She's gonna be literally eternal.
She is eternal.
She is.
I mean... that's also fierce that they just, like, kind of stop aging at some point.
Yeah.
They get to, like, 25, and then they're like, we're here for,
feel good.
For like, the next 900 years.
I don't love that she created a society where nobody dies. I'm like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Take me out.
I'm kind of done.
Also, like, we're kind of overpopulated, no shade.
No shade.
You tell me nobody dies, and also they can still have kids. Okay, this is a little too much.
Those kids are
going to
not die.
And then, this is actually an issue.
Yeah, this is a problem. You know how, like, your world stopped and, like, was reborn? We kind of need that to happen again.
We kind of need that.
Which, I guess, happens at the end?
The end is so ambiguous.
It's
the
so
actual
ambiguous.
End of the whole series is ambiguous.
Yes.
And I don't know what to make of it. I never know.
I'm like,
what happened?
You know who we barely talked about? Who? But because he's so...
Mamoru.
Yeah. He's just there.
He's there.
He's there for a
he's
vibe check.
He's the support chick. He's... No, very much.
The rose.
That's it.
Kate blows in the wind.
And he did have a kind of interesting, like, backstory and his whole journey with Helios and, like, that. Like,
you know, his awakening was interesting. I did like that story of him, like, starting to regain his memories.
Yes, that
and
was
then,
interesting.
Like, oh, actually, all of Queen Beryl's dudes were... Those were my
those
soldiers.
Those were my, yeah.
Like, that was my group. And Queen Beryl was
she
also...
She hijacked that shit.
She hijacked it. She had a thing for him, I think.
Yeah,
and was like, oh, you don't want me? I'm gonna fuck your
I'm
shit
gonna
up.
I'm gonna kill you and your little girlfriend.
Right.
And I'm gonna take your friends,
your friends
too.
Which is kind of... fears just for but
in
then
the
she just
toxic way possible
but then she does nothing she just sits down
so.
And talks to an orb all day but do you think that Sailor Moon's gonna die or like is it do you what do you see for it?
Here's the thing, I selfishly want more Sailor Moon content, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's next. I don't know if there's a supplement that can happen. I would love like a fun little like and even just, like, a one-volume, like, hey, these are where they're at now, girls.
Yes.
Like, I would love for her to write something really short for us to just, like, to nibble on.
Yes.
You know, while she's still here, while the height of the manga and stuff is still running, like, everybody still loves it. Why not just throw us a little taste, you know?
I think she's also,
that.
Like, set herself up to do one of Chibiusa.
That's what I think. Too.
Because she has her own guardians.
Yes.
And, like, you know... Saturn's like her right hand man.
Yeah.
So that would be very interesting.
I would love that.
Or even if she dove deep into that like alternate Sailor Moon where it's like
yes.
Chibi and
yes.
Cosmos. Because Cosmos is so fierce.
Yeah, she's very fierce.
And she's really only in there for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think it would be really interesting to explore that alternate timeline.
Yeah.
And see where she goes with that, even if it's really short.
Yeah.
But, you know, she ain't got him. She's sitting, and she's having a great time.
I bet she is. And I'm so jealous.
And I'm sure she's, like, very just, like, happy with the fact that something that she created is so beloved.
Yeah.
And has been for over 30 years now. Like,
she was in L.A. watching the Sailor Moon musical live thing.
Oh.
And I was like, that's amazing. Like, people saw her and they're like, oh my God, like, she's here. And she was just, like, having a ball. Like,
oh,
I love that.
She's so beautiful, too.
Yeah,
she's like,
she is.
She's, I think that, like, yeah, I feel like she really loves that. Especially because she worked so hard on it.
Yes.
And was, like, nonstop
yes,
for a
like,
while.
For
that,
years.
Like, she's probably like, I finally get to chill.
Just
for
relax
for
and
real.
Watch it
and
enjoy it. And
then
it.
It's like, hey, you want me to just update some artwork?
I got you.
I'm doing this. A little here and there. Yeah, that is so cute, by the way.
I had to put it next to the little books. So I was like, wait a minute.
No, I need to get back into the books, because it's... I just really love looking at the artwork.
Yes.
Too. Just,
yeah.
Like, reading the story while looking at this beautiful artwork, and, like, the way over the years, I've been going back and forth. I'm like, do I want a full sleeve of Sailor Moon? Would I be crazy for that? Or do I just get, like, a panel?
Right.
I love when people just have, like,
the panel. I just can't decide on which one.
No, literally, I'm like, Sailor Moon's not my favorite,
But she has some of my favorite panels.
Yeah.
And one that I used to draw a lot, and I think I was going to actually center that, that was going to be, like, the big one here, and then everybody else trickled down,
yes,
was in Stars, where I think she's, like, about to jump into chaos. Or the cauldron.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, her, like, this.
Oh, yeah!
And she's got the wings.
Yes.
Ugh.
I love Sailor Moon so much. Thank you so much for joining me, Fallon, today. Fallon, can you please tell everybody where to find you online? Where can we find you? Do you have shows? What's the tea?
Yes, you can keep up with me at Fallon, that's FALL0NXX, on Instagram and Blue Sky. And yeah, that's where you can find me and see what I'm up to and where I'm going to be performing next. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
This is cathartic.
No, it's dead ass. Like, we are really talking about our inner childs. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, and that's the thing with, like, this series. It was like, there are so many of us that, like, have these, like, wells of knowledge about these random anime.
Yeah.
And I just love to get it out there. And when I was like, I love Sailor Moon so much.
Yeah.
When I was like, who do I talk to about Sailor Moon? You're the master to me. Like, in my head, you are the go-to.
Thanks.
Like, you are the Sailor Moon aficionado. Like, and I love you so much.
I love watching
you perform. I've loved getting to know you over the past few years.
Likewise.
And,
truly.
I love you so much for doing this. I fall in love with you even more after this conversation.
Likewise.
I'm obsessed with you.
Like, let's keyboard.
Let's down. But this has been another episode of Talking Otaku with Ari Gatto. You can find me on Instagram at @the_Ari_Gatto. And you can also find me at Drag Manga Collector, not only on Instagram, but also on YouTube, where you will be finding this video. Like, comment, and subscribe. And I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye, mis gatos. Mwah.